It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Sarah Matthews, Executive Director of the Red River Children's Advocacy Center, and Heidi Schultz are in studio with us. We're going to talk about a great event that they have coming up. Hey, ladies, welcome to the KFGO studio. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so for anyone who is not familiar with the work at the Red River Children's Advocacy Center, where have you been? But let's tell them a little bit about what you guys do and how important you are to our community, because we've been a long partner with the Red River Children's Advocacy Center trying to fill their kids' closet every December. And stay tuned, Steph, the bus is coming again this year. But every year in December, if you are a frequent listener of KFGO, you know that we take a bus around Fargo and we try to fill it for the Unique Boutique at the YWCA Women's Shelter here. And we also try to find some stuff for the kids' closet at the Red River Children's Advocacy Center because, unfortunately, it never stays full, and we want a world where it does, and you don't see any kiddos, but that's not the reality. And so let's first talk, Sarah, about sort of your mission and who the Red River Children's Advocacy Center is.
Yeah, so we provide healing and justice for victims of sexual and physical abuse, neglect, exploitation, and try to engage the community to protect and support children. That's our mission. And what we do is we provide a safe haven sort of for children to come in to tell their story, disclose their story of abuse, and provide that to law enforcement so that they can seek justice afterwards.
You know, what's so funny is that every time I talk to someone about the Red River Children's Advocacy Center and how important you guys are, and everyone's like, well, why haven't I heard about them? And I'm like, well, it's simple why you haven't heard about them, because it's really hard to exploit a child with their story out in the media and tell people what you do, because those children have already been through enough. Mm-hmm. You're not going to take them and try to exploit them for like media purposes to tell your story.
Right. And a lot of our only referrals come from Child Protective Services and from law enforcement. And so we don't take people straight off of the street or just straight from an alleged allegation, you know, they come because there's a severity issue involved, and then they come to our center and we do the interviewing and advocacy and mental health services there.
Heidi, I know that this is something really like hard to talk about. There's not, you know, you don't want to take a child and put them out in front of everyone, but you are having an event to celebrate that the work that you're doing and tell people more about it and get them involved.
Yeah, so we have our Children of Courage Gala coming up, and actually we are bringing it back. During COVID, we took a break for a couple years there, so we haven't had the gala since 2019, so we're really excited to be bringing it back. It's the end of October, October 27th, and so it's an evening of advocacy and just to learn about the services that the Children's Advocacy Center provides in the area. And so we're just really wanting people to know that it's back. Ticket sales are available until October 21st. And so if you haven't already gone online, you can go on our website, and we've got like a Facebook event page and everything. And so you can purchase tickets that way. Just really excited to be back in person. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Finally, all these events are getting going again, right?
Yeah.
We've missed them all. Mm-hmm. So tell us, once you know, these of course are to raise money. Where does that money go? Does it stay local? These are the kind of questions that everybody wants to go when they sign up to do something like this.
Yeah. So our center here is in Fargo, and we do have a satellite site in Grand Forks as well that we fund. That's not really up and running 100% like our Fargo location is. We have several kids that we see weekly at our current center. And so this year so far, we've seen 650 children. And last year we served 1,097 children at our Fargo center and Grand Forks total. So there's a lot of kids coming into our center, and that's where your money is going. It's to pay for that safe environment that they come into, the interviewer to interview them, the disc being burnt for law enforcement, and that entire team to be there to help support with advocacy and follow up for weeks and weeks afterwards until the family has sought services. And then are also, we have clinicians on staff that we help provide trauma-focused therapy for the children. And so they get therapy every single week at our center as well.
650 just this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, physically and sexually abused kiddos that are living in our community.
Yes.
Now, I know some of them do travel, right? Like, you get some kiddos from far away because you're providing services that they don't have in their backyard.
Yeah, so we actually provide a large area. So eastern North Dakota, Minnesota, so western Minnesota, and down into South Dakota is everybody that we serve. And then we have four Native American reservations that we provide services to typically. So that's a very large reach for us.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, if people want to get involved with the gala, they want to learn more about you, how should they do that?
So they can go to our website, rrcac.org, and or you can give us a call at 701-234-4580. Find us on social media. We're on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. And so however you need to reach out to us, you can do so.
Where is the gala this year?
It's at the Hilton Garden Inn in
Fargo. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can come dressed up or not dressed up, or what do you want?
Yeah. We want people to get dressed up, have fun, have a night out, enjoy your time. It's going to be a great time.
I mean, judging from your event page, I could wear a cape to this if I really wanted to, right?
Right.
You know, I'd fit in.
Yep.
I love it. Sarah Matthews, Hedy Schultz, thanks so much for being with us here on KFGO. We appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having us.